the show. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us from the movie Think Like a Man, we got Gabriel Union and Regina Hall in the building.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Yeah, I can see the guys are all in here, all smiles this morning.
I never wear a collared shirt. Gary with the T even grew a little goatee out as well.
Yeah.
So this movie, Act Like a Man, Think Like a Lady, I'm actually thrown off because you guys are so stunning. A lot of people have been wondering who benefits more from watching a movie like this. Do women walk out of there with the advantage or do guys walk out of there with the advantage?
I think it's both. Yeah,
I agree.
Now, if you was put in a situation, per se, where your character, Gabriel Union, you're dating a guy who refuses to commit to the bit, who doesn't grow up. Would you see yourself being with a person like that for more than 3 years? Or would you, like, if a guy didn't pop the question, you would just bounce?
Now, is he also a smoker?
Yeah.
Because in the movie, our characters smoked a lot of weed.
Yeah, together.
Oh. So that would be more of a long-term issue. A little substance abuse.
Plus, right. It's 9 years after college.
After a certain point, you have to look at the expiration date. You know what I mean? If it was milk, is it curdled? Is it blue cheese?
Turns into yogurt.
Right.
Then it's something else.
Which is very good for you.
Which is good for you, but it's not what you...
But it's not what you order.
Okay, so when this whole franchise came about, Steve Harvey wrote the book, and then the movie came about, and you guys, how did it feel to be tapped to do a project like this, and then with such a star-studded cast?
Oh, well.
And y'all kind of look alike a little bit. Has anybody ever told y'all that?
We did all
the time. I'm looking at Gabby Union and Regina Hall.
I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, oh, my God.
But separately, y'all
I
don't,
love
but
you
for some reason.
In all of Gab's movies.
Oh, they think that you're Gab?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to disappoint him and say
And then that's a compliment, too.
Well, it is. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, right.
Now, if they had said someone else, I might be like, then that's when I tell my friends and I'm mad. Do you know who they said I look like? But no, we had fun. Gabrielle was attached before I was. And I was excited when it was Taraji and Gabrielle and I heard the names. I was really happy to get it.
Good.
And we're all friends. And we've all been friends for a long time. And like, so it's also like, oh, I can't wait to go to work because it's going to be fun. There's some jobs where you're like, oh, the alarm
goes off.
And
it's a comedy.
You're like, oh.
So it's like
but this job is, it's easy, it's with your friends, it's a comedy, it's a good time.
And I've always wondered this kind of thing, like in Hollywood, when there are these kind of roles, is there ever any type of like competitive frustration because you all are friends and may sometimes be going out for the same role, or do y'all just know it's part of the game?
I mean, we are naturally, everyone wants to get it, but I think Gabrielle said this earlier, which is true, if you can't get it, you're excited that your friend gets it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't get everything, so you're like, oh, I didn't get it. Oh, Gab got it. Oh, that's great.
If you need money, you know that somebody else
they got you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, Gab, you know you made your quote. There's no reason that you can't loan me.
And your man paid too? Come on. That was just out a little bit.
I imagine if y'all go to lunch, people office like can't find their credit card or didn't bring any cash that day.
We left those friends behind.
Yeah. And this Friday, a very big movie's coming out. It's Steve Harvey's joint, Think Like a Man. We got two of the stars in the studio right now, Gabrielle Union and Regina Hall, looking lovely as possible. And Regina Hall, do you have any kids in real life?
I have a dog.
Now, would you ever date a guy who had a kid, or is that just too much baggage coming into the relationship?
No, I would date a guy who had a kid. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't...
In this day and age, what we gonna...
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you date who you love. I mean, everybody's gonna come with some sort of baggage. You don't know if it's gonna be in the form of, in my case, in the movie, a mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a mama's boy where you have to deal with that situation with kids. But that wouldn't deter me.
Well, I can't wait to see this. And Headcrack, you've seen the movie. I feel it like such a disadvantage because I haven't seen it. I'm going
to
see it.
I'm excited to see it again. I mean, like, you guys are bringing back the renaissance of the 90s, of like the dope black movies. Like, for the 2000s, this is one of them joints I think people are going to talk about.
It's a classic.
And I went there with my arms folded like, they crammed all these people in this movie. It's going to be rushed. Nah, but y'all delivered. And everybody acted every scene out to the T. I mean, Kevin Hart, I don't understand how y'all could be in anything with him and keep a straight face.
You can't.
And there's tons of surprises. There's people in this movie that you had no idea that were in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, they just happened to be walking by because you guys were in L.A. or something. And say, hey, jump in the scene real quick.
Yes. Well, you know what? The movie has literally, it has an amazing story. A lot of people ask, well, everyone's in that movie. But when you watch it, you see that it's not just, you know, like, oh, they think it's just that, you know, everyone is just popping up. But it kind of, it
makes sense.
The way they did it, it makes, yeah.
Have you all ever done a movie that while you were in the midst of taping, you like, okay,
this movie is not gonna do good. I can feel it.
You can sound it out.
You know you have a stinker when you're shooting it.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You can just tell.
And certainly when you're promoting it, and then the press knows it sucks, and you're like, they're asking you about your shoes, anything but the movie.
Sound it out. Which movie was that for you?
Oh, I mean, I've had a few. You know.
Really?
How about you? Oh.
Yeah, you know what? I've had a few, and sometimes you know what? The critics haven't liked them, and I have. So I'm like, you know what? You guys don't like it. I laugh. I mean, you know, sometimes you do it, and it's self-satisfaction, and sometimes you get lucky, and it's like this one where everything kind of comes together.
I think sometimes the problem with critics is they see too many movies, but y'all definitely need to see this movie. And I gotta stress, it's not a black movie, it's not a white movie, it's a good movie.
Yeah, okay.
Think Like a Man is sent there, it is now.
Think Like a Man. I'm going to clap it up, and y'all clap with me once again for Regina Hall, Gabrielle Union. Be a sister. Y'all are just lovely on the inside and the outside. Aww, so thank you for sharing your time
so
today.
Are you.
Seriously.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Ricky Smiley Morning Show.